worth asking.
One of those days where there are so many balls in the air, we'll figure it out. Lots going to be left on the cutting room floor after this show. But we'll handle it. That's why we set up exactly the way we set up. To do this show 3 hours a day. Josh Newberg with us, 24/7 Sports, Big Three Roll Up. Berg, a few things here. The Bobby Bowden news on Wednesday, truly sad. I'm sure you've heard from a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I thought that it was handled properly. You know, they put out the statements yesterday, both from the president and the AD. Mike Norvell tweeted something out that was really special, but just a sad kind of week all around for Florida State here, heading into media days, actually.
Media days on Wednesday and Thursday in Charlotte. Did you have a lot of interaction with Coach Bowden while covering the Noles?
When I started, that's how I started. I was living across the street from Florida State, Doak Campbell Stadium, like literally across the street. And I was heading into my junior year of college, and Jamie Newberg, who used to work for Scout.com at the time, asked me if I wanted to help them out. And I was like, yeah, what do you guys need me to do? He's like, well, this guy, Jim Henry, who now is at the Tallahassee Democrat, Jim Henry needs you to get quotes from Bobby Bowden. I was like, what do you mean quotes? He's like, well, after practice, Coach Bowden speaks, and he just wants you to get some quotes and write them up and send them to Jim. I was like, all right, that sounds easy enough. So I'd walk across there. Well, this was about 2004. And Coach Bowden at this time loved talking to the media. And he would pull up after practice in his golf cart. He'd kind of kick his feet up, and he would just field questions. So I would do like 45 minutes to an hour of Bobby Bowden transcription and send it off. And I did that for like two spring practices. So it was really cool because at that time, you know, Bobby really wanted to talk, and he would just take any questions. So, yeah, I had kind of a lot of interactions. I mean, it wasn't anything personal. There was probably 15 people in the media scrum every time, but that was my interaction with Coach Bowden.
That's a pretty good way to get started.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, now looking back on it, it was just grunt work. You know, I was simply doing the transcribing and then sending it to Jim, who was making a story out of it. But yeah, it was a cool way to get in. And you know, looking back on it, I mean, a legendary coach, and I was just lucky enough to be able to stick my mic in there every day and get some quotes from him.
Josh Newberg with us, and sad news on Wednesday, it was announced Coach Bowden has a terminal illness. Nothing specific there that's private, but they did want that out, Josh, that it was something not good. And I tell you what, people in the audience, some religious, some perhaps not. Either way, that's fine, whatever you choose. But I don't know of a guy, Josh, and not that I know Coach Bowden well, but you would think this guy, if anybody's at peace with their time, it would be him.
Yeah, you would think so. And it was a simple statement, but it was a understandable one from Coach Bowden. I mean, he's lived such a great life and such a long life, and it's good to hear that, you know, he's at peace. Did you ever interact with him?
Yeah, I had him probably maybe three times on the show. The best one I was just talking about, where I had him on. This was somewhere around when you were talking about, somewhere in the 2000s. And all we talked about was when he interviewed for the Alabama job and how he and Terry got a room together in Birmingham, and I believe Terry was interviewing at Samford the same day, and they had all these balloons in the room, and he fully expected to take the Alabama job. Got into the meeting with the board at Alabama and realized they wanted Bill Curry. They didn't want him. He was shocked. So he got in his car and drove home, drove back to Tallahassee, and the rest is history. But to hear him tell the story was riveting. Incredible. Okay, now wait a minute. I'm sitting here with Texas and Oklahoma nuclear bomb news. I've got the coach Bowden news, sad news from yesterday. And I'm sitting here, and I see my timeline, and there's a big three roll-up announcement. First of all, are you trying to upend the news today? Is that what you're doing?
No, we just put out a little announcement today that the run of the big three roll-up is over. We've done a lot. We've had a great time. We're proud of what we did. Five and a half years. I don't even know how long it was, but we pulled a plug and we decided to end the big three roll-up currently as we know it. Maybe reignite things down the road, but yeah, the run is over, Bill. We've done it all.
Is this kind of like a rock band? You can only spend enough creative time together before you got to go.
I think so. I think there's something to that. I think it maybe has just more to do with we're all kind of moving in different directions right now, and then coming back to do the show once a week was kind of just it was just wearing on us, I think, for a while. And you know, there was a time where we were running and cranking out shows, and it kind of changed. You know, the show kind of took over us, and we had to return to it every week. And I don't know, it just became a lot. And we did a lot. We had a lot of fun. We accomplished things we want to accomplish, and it was a good time to end the show, we thought.
Now, what about the Kush House and all that?
Corey's going to take that over. Silk's got it. He's doing great things with it. You guys can follow him at Kush House LLC on Twitter, on Instagram, and all that. So he's running with it. I'm still going to be involved, hopefully make some content with him over there. But, yeah, that's 100% his deal. So he's got it.
Man. Jordan up in West Lafayette, Indiana. Can you ask Berg about Marcus Cushdie, a transfer defensive end who decommitted from Purdue at the 11th hour for Florida State?
Yeah, that's going to be a important. You know, heading into the end of summer, I said they had one more scholarship to use in the transfer portal, and it'd be wise if they use it all on offensive line. But, Bill, as we know, the transfer portal just isn't full of great, talented offensive linemen. So Florida State has other needs, defensive end being one of them. I think wide receiver would have been one that they maybe would have used the scholarship on. They had one more scholarship. They got a pass rusher. I don't know if he's going to become a starter year one. I do think we see him situationally, definitely on passing downs. FSU needs that coming off the edge. So we'll see. I don't know if, like I said, I don't know if he's going to earn a starting position to start the season, though.
Berg, I would ask you to tell us what's next on the Big Three roll-up. What am I going to do now when I don't have that question to ask?
That's why you're the professional, Bill. I'm just a guy without a podcast. You got to figure that out.
Berg, now you're still with 24/7 and all that, right? I mean,
hey, yes, I am right now.
I mean, when Oklahoma and Texas pulled the plug, I didn't think you were a casualty. Never occurred to me here.
There's changes in the air, Bill. Changes in the air. What can I say?
Gosh. All right. Berg, have a good one. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Bill. See ya.
There you go. Josh Newberg.